Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The cakewalk has a strange, compelling, and peculiarly American history. From pre-emancipation southern plantations to concert halls by way of vaudeville and Broadway. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
When Scott Joplin wrote a piece called The Ragtime Dance, the ragtime dancing that Irving Berlin wrote for hadn't begun yet, and Vernon and Irene Castle's one step was still a decade away. He was referring to the cakewalk, the original ragtime dance. Elsewhere in his work and the work of other ragtime composers, there are cakewalks with the telltale syncopation that ragtime requires. This is Max Morath with the Ragtime Dance and Swipesy Cakewalk.
Thank you.
Max Morath with Scott Joplin's The Ragtime Dance and Swipesy Cakewalk. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The cakewalk is more than a century old and is still a functioning part of American music. Still appearing on the rock or country charts? Of course not. But like the waltz or the Charleston or ragtime itself, it remains a living reference point for composers of every kind of American music. As recently as 1998, for the musical Parade, Alfred Ury and Jason Robert Brown turned to a cakewalk for their first act finale. The show tells the widely known story of Leo Frank, a Jewish factory manager living in Marietta, Georgia at the time of the Civil War. He's wrongly accused of molesting and murdering a young worker in the factory and is eventually convicted and lynched. At the end of the first act, when the townspeople learn that he's been found guilty and sentenced to hang, they break out into a jubilant cakewalk. The irony's obvious. The cakewalk was originally a dance performed by slaves to mock their white masters. From Parade, Herndon Lackey, Don Chastain, and Jeff Edgerton with Summation and Cakewalk.
This angel met her end on the concrete floor of the sweatshop, where she tore out away her childhood, fastening a race to pencil caps for 10 pennies an hour. She died a noble death without a splotch or a blemish upon her. Your Honor, I've done my duty. I have no apologies to make. There will be but one verdict in this trial. Guilty! Guilty. Guilty!
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, sir. We have, Your Honor.
How say you?
Guilty.
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 From Parade, Herndon Lackey, Don Chastain, and Jeff Edgerton with Summation and Cakewalk. Clorinde, the origin of the cakewalk, was the first Broadway musical in which a cakewalk appeared. It was also the first with an all-black cast. African-American composer Will Marion Cook convinced African-American poet Paul Lawrence Dunbar to write the lyrics, and together, sitting at Cook's kitchen table, fortified by raw steak, onions, peppers, and beer, they wrote the score in a single all-night 10-hour marathon. Dixon then offered music publisher Isidore Whitmark the rights to the royalties if he'd help him get the show produced. Whitmark told him he could keep his royalties because he thought Cook was crazy to expect whites to listen to African Americans sing. When it opened on July 4, 1898, it was a hit. As Cook boasted, "My chorus sang like Russians, dancing meanwhile like Negroes, and cakewalking like angels, black angels." This isn't a cakewalk, but it's the score's most important song, the first act finale. Darktown is out tonight.
Hey, that's Sal. Come on, gal. China's promenade. Take my arm. What's the harm? Needn't be afraid. There's old Dan. Watch that man coming down the line. That old coon, hot in June, long and sweating time. Howdy do. Hope that you enjoy yourself immense. Reckon best got that dress off Miss Lucy's fence. Clear the path, needn't laugh, that'll be all right. White folks, you got no show, this here's Dogtown night.
And there'll be warm coons a-prancing, swell coons a-dancing, tough coons who want to fight. So bring along your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight.
Watch that pair, they don't care how they lift the feet. Gracious me, Judas, he never could be beat. What's that lies, I surprise, reckon she can't come. Never know, hustle slow, joining in the fun. Yonder's lies, what a size, what she expect to do. Needn't grin, she can't win, thought she'd walk with you. Bless the lamb, how come Sam? With Corinda too. Now's the time, get in line, show what you can do.
And there'll be warm coons a-prancing, swell coons a-dancing, tough coons who want to fight. So bring along your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight.
Everyone hunting fun, no Dogtown's a place. K-Sweet's coons and buffoons, that ain't no disgrace. Never mind for the time, coming mighty soon. When the best like the rest, wanna be singing coon. Time ain't long for our song, mighty sweet to hear. And old Darky band sounds so grand, make you feel so queer. Now's the time, get in line, we ain't here to fight. What's the use of abuse? Dogtown is all right.
And there'll be warm coons a-prancing, swell coons a-dancing, tough coons who want to fight. So bring along your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight.
Danny Barker, Dogtown is out tonight. Broadway's use of the cakewalk has been surprisingly varied. The 1946 show St. Louis Woman was a flop despite a wonderful score and performances by the Nicholas Brothers, Pearl Bailey, Rex Ingram, and Juanita Hall. The plot eventually reached that time of year when local dancers in St. Louis held a cakewalk competition. 8 years later, another cult favorite and box office failure, The Golden Apple, told the story of the Odyssey as a musical. After Ulysses and his men return from Troy, they dress up for an evening on the town. the number's restrained syncopation is in fact a cakewalk. From Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's score to St. Louis Woman, Joseph Webster, Cakewalk Your Lady, and from Jerome Morris and John Latouche's score to The Golden Apple, Stephen Douglas with a store-bought suit.
Howdy do to you, we has the honor to start this function and commence to bow. Have a lady fair, be found one anywhere.
Better have a partner when you hear them call.
Better have a partner when you hear them call.
Secret recipe, a full of frolic, alcoholic pastry dream.
Chocolate vanilla,
sugar frosting,
pure vanilla.
A store-bought suit with a fancy plaid, it's a wonderful sight to see. I've got a store-bought suit with a fancy plaid, and it fits just like a glove on me. It fits like a glove on me. I've got a store-bought suit, it's the first I've had. I've been waiting a long, long while. I've got a store-bought suit, it's the first I've had, and now I'm right in the height of style. I'm right in the height of style. Silver buttons and a checkered vest, belted back and peaked lapels. When I swell my manly chest, watch me roll them city bells. 'Cause in a store-bought suit, I'm a proud galoot, and the fruit of the loom is mine. I was a raw recruit, but in a store-bought suit, I won't wither on the vine. Just you watch me rise and shine.
Joseph Webster, Cakewalk Your Lady, and Stephen Douglas, a store-bought suit. The Gollywog first appeared as a storybook character in England and on the continent in 1895. The book called him a little black gnome, a caricature of blackface minstrels. In other words, he was a caricature of a caricature. He was purposely ugly and frightening, but children loved him. His owner named him Gollywog. Claude Debussy was so taken by the Gollywog illustrations in his daughter's books that he named one movement of his children's corner suite the Gollywog's Cakewalk. This is Claude Debussy at the piano.
Thank you.
Claude Debussy with the Golliwogs Cakewalk. Louis Gottschalk was the first American composer to be widely recognized in Europe. Though he was only 40 when he died, he wrote extensively for the piano. His work draws heavily on the Creole, Caribbean, and African-American rhythms that anticipate ragtime and jazz and includes a cakewalk, later adapted by Hershey Kay for the American Ballet Theater. This is Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops with the Gala Cakewalk. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pop with Louis Gottschalk's Gala Cakewalk. Sadie Kominsky from Troy, New York, was born in 1879. She ran a music publishing company with her brother, wrote waltzes and marches, and arranged new songs for publication. More important than any of that, she wrote one of the first published cakewalks by a woman. It was a hit when it was brand new, and musical groups that play ragtime continue to perform it, even though she wrote it in 1898. A professional lyricist later added words. These are the David Dusing Singers with Eli Green's Cakewalk.
What's going on? Young men are all turning out. Gay little girls with their pretty right as the folks are celebrating. Down to the cake, what we're all a congregating.
My one's fried, see them fried, chock full of fun and delight.
This is the time every fellow is a dandy, feels just as sweet as a stick of sugar candy.
Extra fine, right in line, all of in and out of sight.
Swing round and show your clothes, my lady.
Don't you take your peepers off that king.
We'll make these other guys look shady.
That is no mistake.
Say, gal, you're sure a red hot member.
The David Dusing Singers with Eli Green's Cakewalk. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The cakewalk probably started as a dance performed by slaves to mock the minuets and promenades of their masters and mistresses. The winners received a cake, and there's the source of the name. After time, it changed into a performance dance involving walking and turning, a precise, elegant walk-around to music. But by the turn of the century, it involved high kicks to rapid music. It was demanding, theatrical, and thrilling to watch. Jeff Freed and Anne Frankel, the Black Tie Banjo, with Joe Morley's Cakewalk.
Thank you.
Black Tie Banjo with Joe Morley's Cakewalk. As ragtime and the cakewalk were becoming popular, minstrel shows were declining after more than 75 years of show business dominance. But the worst part of their legacy was the coon song, a degrading treatment of blacks as foolish children, shiftless booze hounds, and sexual predators, but always with a happy-go-lucky grin. The sentiments were often loathsome, but the songs themselves were engaging and ingratiating. The Palm Court Orchestra with the Coon Band Contest. Palm Court Orchestra with Arthur Pryor's 1900 Coon Band Contest. It's little short of amazing when you think about the African-American musical stew from the turn of the 20th century, all of it affecting white America, the way we sang, the way we tapped our feet, the way we danced, the way we listened, the way we moved, the way we let ourselves learn from those who'd been our slaves and remained our underlings. And all of it rising not from farms and fields, but from city streets. Ragtime jazz, even the blues which had been rural but which had moved to town. And of course, the cakewalk. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Mr. Black Man and Bigfoot Lou.
Thank you.
Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Arthur Pryor's 1904 Mr. Black Man and Joseph Guerin's 1899 Bigfoot Lou. Styles come and go, and like everything else, ragtime, ragtime dancing, and with them the cakewalk, faded out by the end of the teens. But even in the 20s, when a different rhythm possessed America's young, everybody was doing the Charleston, but African Americans were still doing the strut. Like the cakewalk, it was a dance designed to let you show or strut your stuff. They may not have been doing the cakewalk in the 20s, but it sure remained in our songs. David Johansen with the 1921 Strut Miss Lizzie and Alberta Hunter with the 1924 Those Cakewalkin' Babies from Home.
Won't you strut, Miss Lizzie? Get busy. I want to see you walk. For the folks, I'll skate the way you seek a pay. Here's the whole town talk. When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girl is frown. But the man you meet, like the way you shake your feet. Oh, knock 'em dizzy, strut, Miss Lizzie Brown. Church, through the alley, dodge the cans, shake Miss Ellie's pots and pans, cool your dogs, we're coming through, Kids Atlantic Avenue. Mm-hmm.
David Johansen with Turner Layton and Henry Creamer's Strut Miss Lizzie, and Alberta Hunter with Chris Smith and Clarence Williams' Those Cakewalkin' Babies from Home. Ragtime and the cakewalk were largely invisible for the next half century until the ragtime revival of the 70s. A few cakewalks reappeared as well, although they never regained public favor as young people moved on to rock. But Max Morath was keeping the music alive through many of the lean years. He performed and also wrote. Some rags and some cakewalks, some music and some words. This is Max Morath with his own Cakewalkin' Shoes.
Play me that syncopating cakewalkin' music. Play me that aggravating cakewalkin' tune again. Me and my captivating sweet syncopating lady plan on tonight to make some cakewalkin' news. Dancing till morning in our cakewalkin' shoes.
Max Morath, Cakewalkin' Shoes. It's amazing that the cakewalk has survived at all. How many 19th century dances are we still doing? The waltz, and that's about it. We don't still cakewalk, but it survived because it's become a part of ragtime. Those who persist in writing rags are also drawn to cakewalks. In the 1990s, William Bolcom wrote four related pieces under the general title of The Garden of Eden. Number four was The Cakewalk, Max Morath Through Eden's Gates.
Thank you.
Max Morath through Eden's gates. You lean back as far as you can without falling, and you strut by kicking your legs as high as you can, gentleman and lady in perfect time together. It's not something I recommend, but it's dazzling to watch. It's the cakewalk. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.